Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll do so each Sunday morning. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6 on your television entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to have you come and study God's Word and worship with us, that we might show you the need for God in your life and in relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sins. We are looking at the subject, why we are members of the Church of Christ. We're looking at various reasons, biblical reasons, why we belong to the Lord's church instead of some other church. Today, we're going to look at another reason, and that is because of the scriptural name that it wears. Is the name important? Does it matter what the name of the church is? You know, some say there's nothing in a name. This is a very prevalent and popular way of thinking in the religious world today. Then I have a question. Then why, if there's nothing in a name, why did God name Adam and Eve? He gave them names. He gave Adam and Abe their names in Genesis 5, verse 2. Why did Adam name all the animals? God brought all the animals to Adam and he named them according to Genesis 2, 19 and 20. Why did God change Abram's name to Abraham in Genesis 17, verse 5 and verse 15? Why did God change Jacob's name to Israel instead of Jacob in Genesis 32, 27 and 28? Why did Jesus name the apostles in Mark chapter 3, 16 through 19? And why did Paul condemn human names in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 13 through 15, when men were following and naming themselves after the people that had converted them, like Apollos or Cephas or even Paul? Why did Paul condemn that if there's nothing in a name? Do you doubt the importance we place on names? Consider, would you name your daughter Jezebel? No, you wouldn't name your daughter Jezebel. Why? Because that personifies evil. Well, what about use the name Hitler for your son? Would you call your son Hitler? No, you wouldn't do that because of the atrocities Adolf Hitler did. Well, would you name your son Judas? No, because that name's synonymous with the man who betrayed the Lord. Well, let's call an honest person a liar. No, that would ruin his reputation and mischaracterize him. Just interchange good citizen for a criminal. Instead of you being a good citizen, just go about telling people you're a criminal. Nothing in the name. It really doesn't matter. Oh, but it does matter. Honesty compels us to admit there is something in the name. Our name is important, and the name that we wear and the name that we belong to, as belonging to the Lord, that is important. And so there is something important about a name. What was the church called? Well, it was called by many different things. In Matthew 16, 18, it was called My Church. Why? Because it belonged to the Lord. It was called the church. In Acts 8, verse 1, a group of people called out of the world to be saved. The church of God is called, and that's ownership in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. The Church of the Christ salutes you. That's local congregations in Romans 16, 16. The body of Christ, Ephesians 4, verse 12. That's because it belongs to Him. And the Church of the Living God. That's a scriptural name in 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. And the Church of the Firstborn in Hebrews 12, 23. All those terms are correct names given in Scripture for the church that we can find in the pages of God's Word. What were the members of the Lord's church called? Well, in Acts 20, verse 7, they were called disciples. That means a follower or learner. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, the Corinthians were called saints, set apart, saved from their past sin. In Romans chapter 1, verse 7, Paul addressed the church there as the beloved of God, dearly beloved by God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, it calls us brethren with our relationship to others. We're called the sons of God in Romans 8, verse 14, to show our relationship to God. And we're called children of God in 1 John 3, verse 1. and in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, we're referred to as heirs, heirs with inheritance from God, joint heirs. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we are referred to as a royal priesthood, and we are a capacity of priests. We're all priests in this royal priesthood. And in Acts 11, 26, and Acts 26, 28, and 1 Peter 4, verse 16, we have the name Christians. And that's the new name that Isaiah prophesied about in Isaiah 62 and verse number 2. Now, I have a very important question for you, and I want you to consider the answer to this question very important. Does the Lord have hyphenated Christians? When I was in Las Vegas, I would at the Latter-day Saints or the Mormons would come to talk to me at my door, and they would tell me they were Christians. No, the Mormons weren't Christians, they were Mormons. Why? Because that's the seed they planted. You see, you can only produce after its own seed. If you plant the Book of Mormon, you're not going to get a Christian, you're going to get a Mormon. And there is no such thing as a Christian Mormon. That's in the thinking of men. God has no such children who have affiliated themselves with two different things. And so, that's not going to happen. Baptist, a Methodist, a Lutheran, a Presbyterian, a Holiness, an Adventist, an Episcopalian, a Catholic. Is there such a thing as a Baptist Christian, a Methodist Christian, a Lutheran Christian, Presbyterian Christian, a Holiness Christian, an Adventist Christian, an Episcopalian Christian, a Roman Catholic Christian? Is there? Are all those different names, are they Christians? No, the truth is they're not. They're not Christians. Why? Because that's not the name given in Scripture. He has no hyphenated children. We're either Christians or we're not. Charles Spurgeon, who was a great Baptist preacher, made this statement. I say of the Baptist name, let it perish, but let Christ's name last forever. I look forward with pleasure to the day when we will not be a Baptist living. I hope that they will soon be gone. I hope the Baptist name will soon perish, but let Christ's name endure forever. Now that's what Charles Spurgeon said about it in his work in the Spurgeon Memorial Library in volume 1, page 168. Then you have Martin Luther in The Life of Luther by Storck in page 289. I pray that you leave my name alone and call not yourself after my name, but Christians. Who is Luther? My doctrine is not of mine. I have not been crucified for anyone. Paul would let none call themselves after Paul, nor Peter, but of Christ. How then does it benefit me, a miserable bag of dust and ashes, to give my name to the children of God? That would be blasphemous. Away with all that, and let us call ourselves only Christians after him who died for us and whose teaching we strive to follow. You see, we're Christians. That's who we are. We belong to Christ. That's the only name given in Scripture. All these other names originated from men. They show ownership by men. They show beginning from men, not from God. The only name you're going to find in the Bible is the word Christian. There are no Christian hyphenated Christians. There's no such thing as a Baptist Christian, a Roman Catholic Christian, a Mormon Christian, a Presbyterian Christian. Those things do not exist because they are a conflict of terms. One is either a Christian or he is not. He either belongs to Christ or he does not. He either belongs to his church or he does not. And so what you and I need to make sure of is whatever we're worshiping, that we're worshiping with a church that wears his name. The one that bought it with his own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. The one who promised to build it in Matthew 16, 18. And the one that he's ahead of, according to Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And so how many churches does he have? He has just one. One. Why is that so difficult for us to comprehend, ladies and gentlemen? Is it because we want to try to prove where we belong and what we are, that we're Christians too? I have people tell me all the time, that they're Christians, but they belong to some other faith. No. Let me give you a simple illustration this morning. If you want to become a Mormon Christian, could the Bible tell you how to do that? No. The Bible couldn't tell you how to do that, because the Bible produces Christians and Christians only. If you want to know how to be a Mormon, you have to go get the Book of Mormon. If you want to be a Roman Catholic, you're going to have to get the catechism books. If you want to be a Lutheran, you're going to have to get the Lutheran discipline. If you want to be a Baptist, you're going to have to get the Baptist Hitchcock manual. You see, you're going to have another book of illustration. Why? Because that's the only place you're going to find out how to become a Baptist. You're going to have to get another book. If you want to become a Presbyterian, you're going to have to look at another book. If you want to be a Roman Catholic, you're going to have to look in another book. Why? Because the Bible makes Christians only. And therefore, the scriptural name, the one that I wear, I am a Christian, born in Christ and belonging to Christ. Can you say the same? Or did you read another book? Lastly this morning, what about titles and how we use them to people who work in the Lord's church? You know, many times when I do funerals, newspaper or even a funeral director will ask me, well, what do you want me to call you? Should I call you Reverend? No. Call me Father? No. Call me Pastor? No. Why? Because those are titles. Those are titles. The word Reverend is only used one time in Psalms 89, verse 7, and when it's used, it's only used in reference to God himself. Did you ever hear Paul say Reverend Paul? Or Reverend Peter, or Reverend James? No, you never heard that. Paul described himself as a servant in 1 Corinthians 9:19. Jesus would not even allow himself to be called good in Matthew 19, verse 16 and 17. And in Matthew chapter 20, we're told not to exalt self. We belong to God, not to man. The word reverent takes a name that belongs only to God and gives it to man. That is an unscriptural name. What about pastor? The minister or preacher is not the pastor. Unless he has been appointed an elder of the church and meets the qualifications of an elder, that's the only way he can correctly be called a pastor. These are not titles, but nouns which denote a work. Father, we have only one. We have one spiritual father in heaven, according to Jesus' own words in Matthew 23, verse 9. He said, call no man father on earth. Man is not to wear this name in a spiritual way, because he does not belong. He only has one spiritual father, and as he is in heaven, he's not on earth. So I'm not a father, I'm not a pastor, and I'm not a reverend. I am a minister, I am a gospel preacher, I am an evangelist, I am a minister of the gospel. I do not wear titles, not because I do not prefer them, not because I don't like them. I don't wear them because they're not authorized. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, the Church of Christ is scriptural in name and in language. Who can deny that? Don't we try to call things by Bible names? Do Bible things in Bible names? Hold fast the pattern of some words which you have heard from me in faith, in love, and which you are in Christ Jesus. We need to avoid the temptation of calling ourselves after man. I am a member of the Lord's Church, and I am a Christian, no more and no less. Not a hyphenated Christian, one that was bought and sealed by the blood of Christ, 1 Peter 1, 22 and 23. What about you, dear listener? Are you a Christian or are you of some other type of religious connotation? If you want to serve God and please Him, you will be a Christian and a Christian.